As we look at these markets, we might see a drop action going on in the cattle, but is it something to worry about? Good afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Darren Fry joins us today with Water Street Advisors. And as we look at this drop that we've seen in the cattle, is it a mean for some worries? Or as we just say, you know, it's got to go up so long and it's got to come down for a little bit.
Hey, thanks, Susan, for having me on. And that's a great question. You know, we're okay with it when it's going up every day. But boy, the first day it's down, you know, $3. It's like, oh, maybe this is the top. And I don't see that yet. I don't see that in some of the cycle work I do. I don't see that in the technical side. And fundamentally, I know box beef was off some days last week pretty good. You know, it's pretty steady here at noon today. But, you know, the bottom line is these markets look like they have more to go to the upside. And I think what we're doing is just pausing. We had a pretty big week. You know, if you look at the Tuesday to Tuesday time frame last week, when the commitment of traders report is measured, cattle were up $9 Tuesday to Tuesday, and feeders were up 13. That's a big move. I know we had a little bit of profit taking maybe the end of the week last week, but man, that's a big move. And sometimes you need to digest that move, like a Thanksgiving dinner. You don't feel like doing much right after you eat, so you have to lay around and let that digest. And that's what markets need. And so I think this is just a back and filling today. I really like the cattle and the feeder cattle for extending the gains higher here as we move through the next few weeks.
And you know, Darren, nobody expected the cash to jump like it did on Friday.
No, that's right. But you know, the cash market has been leading us higher. The futures one been lagging. And I think it's just an ebb and flow, you know, one leads and then the other one tries to really catch up and then the other one jumps ahead. And I think we got a huge problem out here with the fact the consumer still has more disposable income. They're willing to pay up for beef. Beef is not more expensive, even though it's a lot higher price today than it was in 2014. When you look at some of the cost of living increases people have had, even beyond that, their income has gone up. Wages have increased. And so a lot of people are willing to pay for it. And we keep seeing the consumer willing to pay the prices. So until they push away, we're going to keep this market well supported from the consumer, the box beef side of things.
Have we seen a top, at least for now, in the hog market?
Yeah, the hog market, I think, has topped. I was kind of looking for one more push higher. I didn't like the action today. And, of course, you know, I think, you know, you'll get a bounce to sell. But I think August hogs, October hogs, they've topped for now.
Darren, as we switch gears, let's take a look at the grain side of the trade action, because really this crop this year, for the most part, has had some ideal growing conditions.
We sure do. The weather has been fantastic, and of course, everybody's really bearish. The funds have gotten a decent-sized position to the short side in corn. Obviously, they've been short a long time in wheat, and I think wheat will be the first one to turn higher, even though, you know, again, today we saw it struggling. But I do like the grains for a turn in here as far as led by wheat. Now, corn, that's the million-dollar question. Yields look to be fabulous. Weather looks to be fabulous. Pollination straight ahead of us. Will we see the market give us a rally? Well, if we do, we better make sure we know why it's rallying. There is some hints of some pollination issues out here. Some people have talked about it. I've seen some pictures out on X. And I really think the bounce is for selling unless we got some type of a large problem that we don't yet know about.
You know, and I think there's just a lot of excitement that's building around this crop as we continue to see developing and knowing that in the South we're not too far away from those first sets of combines rolling.
No, that's right. The Mid-South and Delta, you know, they're getting mature down there. They're black layering. They'll be picking corn here in a couple weeks in certain areas. And we'll get an idea what that crop looks like. But, you know, it's been a reasonably cool year down there compared to normal. And I would expect they'd have some big yields coming down there. We'll know soon enough, but a few weeks will tell us.
Well, you know, Darren, as you look at this market in the week ahead, what is the one thing or key areas that we really should be focusing on?
Well, I'd say in the grain markets, if we can't make a new low and we start up and we got to keep our ear to the ground, if we hear more issues around, you know, hey, people are having some pollination issues that nobody can explain. I mean, that's kind of an aha moment. And the funds last week, you know, the market kind of ticked down, but the funds covered some. They didn't add to. And you got to wonder what's making that happen. And so watch what the funds do. Watch what these technicals do. If we start turning wheat up and the seasonal does turn for higher as we get through July here, Maybe we'll have an early bottom in corn where we rally into harvest, and then we break again once we know the crops here. Who knows? But these markets have had a lot of bearish sentiment, and they're kind of rejecting lower prices right now.
All right. Thanks so much. Getting comments today from Darren Fry. And a quick reminder to everybody, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. And that's the Monday version of the Market Wrap-Up right here on the American Ag Network.